This is my Earth Day get out the vote message. So this is my play about Gaylord Nelson, who just happens to be the creator of Earth Day, if you didn't know. And I'm just going to read the play. So Sally Bear says, "Hey there, Billy Bear. Didn't you see that piece of garbage laying on the ground over there by that beehive?" Billy Bear says, "Well, yeah, I saw it, but I didn't put it there." Sally Bear, "Well, you should pick it up anyway." And she bends down and picks it up. Billy Bear says, "It's not like it's Earth Day or anything." Sally Bear, "You just don't pick up litter on Earth Day, silly. You have to pick litter up every day. Everyone has to do their part. Besides, silly, it's April 22nd. It is Earth Day. Oh, no. I didn't plan anything special to do for our planet. I'm such a failure," says Sally, sadly shaking her head. Billy Bear, "Don't worry. We can think of something. I'll help you." Sally Bear, "We can? What can we do on last minute notice?" Billy Bear, "Well, I'm not sure. Let me think about it for a minute." Sally Bear, she's starting to fret again. "Oh, my." Billy Bear, "Well, how come we celebrate Earth Day anyway?" Sally Bear, "Well, there was a great senator once named Gaylord Nelson who was born in Clear Lake, Wisconsin." She finishes trailing off while Billy Bear interrupts her. "Gaylord?" "What kind of name is that?" Billy Bear interrupts sarcastically. Sally Bear, "Gaylord is a perfectly respectable name. You are such a silly bear sometimes. Anyway, Gaylord became interested in politics at an early age." Okay, so then there's scenery. New puppets enter at the back of the train with a politician waving and a crowd of people, including two puppets, young Gaylord and his father. And the narrator says, this is Sally Bear talking. Okay, I'm going to go back to what Sally Bear said. So, scenery, puppets, they're at the back of the train. There's a politician waving. There's a crowd of people. And there's two puppets on the train, young Gaylord and his father. Okay, so Sally Bear says, "Gaylord is a perfectly respectable name. You are such a silly bear sometimes. Anyway, Gaylord became interested in politics at an early age. When he was just a boy, his father took him to see a famous politician speak at the back of a train. His great-grandfather had helped found the Republican Party in Wisconsin, which gave the young lad the idea to work for the government. When his father asked him," and then his father says, "Did you like the speech, Gaylord?" Gaylord answers, "Oh, yes, Father, very much. I love the way Fighting Bob would wave his hands and get all excited when he was giving his speech. He seemed to really believe what he was saying." Father Nelson, "Would you like to go into politics someday, son?" Gaylord says, "Yes, but I'm afraid by the time I grew up, Bob La Follette would have settled all the problems. There would be nothing for me to do." Okay, and then we have a scene change. And now you just take the train out. Okay, Sally Bear. When Gaylord was just 14, he organized a campaign to plant trees along five roads leading into his hometown of Clear Lake. He also liked to play football and basketball. And the Bob puppet is dribbling down across the stage, tossing football. The Gaylord graduated from high school in 1934 and went to college in California. Then he went to law school at the University of Wisconsin. After graduating in 1942, he served for 4 years in the U.S. Army during World War II. So then he puts on a hat and a uniform. When he got back from the war, he ran for several offices. Some he won and some he lost. After he was nominated to be governor in 1958, he talked to his dad for the last time before his dad passed away, and his dad asked him. And so the puppet picks up the phone and his father enters the stage on the other phone. And Father Nelson says, "So do you think Bob La Follette left you enough problems to work on when you will be governor?" And then there's a set change, the office setting, including a big desk, maybe a portrait, maybe a flag. Gaylord says, "Everyone in Wisconsin is talking about outdoor recreation. There's so many people from Chicago coming to spend the night in Wisconsin. We should expand our state's conservation efforts so that they have fresh air and natural places to explore when they want to get away from the hectic city life. We should make sure there's legislation passed to protect our natural resources for our children and grandchildren. We are also having problems with soaps and detergents making their ways into Wisconsin's beautiful rivers and streams. Gaylord's campaign manager. The people are happy with your work here, Gaylord. They will vote for you to represent them in Congress because they know you will make sure their beautiful state will be protected. Sally Bear. And Gaylord's campaign manager was right. The people of Wisconsin elected him to the Senate in 1962, where he would remain for 18 years. That March, Senator Nelson made his first speech to Congress in support of a bill to ban detergents from water supplies. Senator Gaylord. We need a comprehensive and nationwide program to save the national resources of America. We cannot be blind to the growing crisis of our environment. Our soil, our water, and our air are becoming more polluted every day. Our most priceless natural resources, trees, lakes, rivers, wildlife habitats, scenic landscapes are being destroyed. Sally Bear says, the members of Congress listened politely, but Gaylord didn't feel enough was being done. In 1965, he introduced more legislation to Congress. So the Gaylord puppet says, I believe that we should ban the use of the pesticide DDT. It's a chemical used to kill insects, but it also kills many other species as well. DDT remains in the environment for a long, long time, building up in the ecosystem. Billy Bear. Hey, what's his sister got to do with this? What'd he call her, an eco-sister? Sally Bear. Not an eco-sister, an ecosystem. An ecosystem is a community of animals and plants that live in a particular area. All the members of an ecosystem live together in balance, sharing the food and shelter so that they all survive in harmony. Gaylord. There's birds and fishes that are having strange babies because of the effects of eating insects in our streams and rivers. What if humans become sick or their babies are harmed from the effects of these chemicals? We need to outlaw these chemicals for the welfare of the general public. Everybody claps in the background. Sally Bear. Then, on January 19th, 1970, Senator Nelson gave another major speech to the Senate. And here's Senator Nelson, Gaylord says, this is my environmental agenda. First, I propose a constitutional amendment that states, every person has the inalienable right to a decent environment. The United States and every state shall guarantee this right. Secondly, I propose immediate action to be taken to rid America in the 1970s of the massive pollution from five of the most heavily used products of our affluent age. The internal combustion engine found in your everyday automobile, hard pesticides, detergent pollution, aircraft pollution, and non-returnable containers. We should create a new environmental advocacy agency that involves citizens in environmental policy activities. That means that the ordinary everyday American will help do their part to care for their community. We need to teach the children in this country so that they will grow up knowing how to protect the planet from the very beginning. I move that we establish an environmental education program for every school child in the United States. There are so many ways we can promote care of our environment and the land we live on. The list goes on and on. Okay, Sally Bear says, Gaylord worked so hard on his environmental agenda, he even convinced President John F. Kennedy to go on a nationwide conservation tour. The president gave speeches encouraging Americans to care for the earth more and make sure that their representatives in Congress knew how they felt. The tour wasn't very successful, but Gaylord came up with another idea. How are we going to get the nation to wake up and pay attention to the most important challenge the human species faces on the planet? He's reading a magazine. Here's an article in the paper. I wonder if it would work. Perhaps we can have a nationwide environmental information day where people all across America could have celebrations and talk about all the things we can do to protect the earth we live on. I'm going to write letters to all the governors and mayors in the United States and encourage them to promote an Earth Day celebration in their town. And he starts writing furiously away immediately. Sally Bear. And it worked. 20 million people showed up for the first Earth Day celebration on April 22nd, 1970. Thousands of grade schools, high schools, and colleges and communities were involved in Earth Day activities. Once the idea was out, it couldn't help but grow. And people are still celebrating today. So what are we going to do, Billy Bear? Billy Bear. Maybe we can pass an Environmental Protection Act here in the forest. Then the bees would have to let me have their honey. sweating at the beehive, Billy says, because we're part of their ecosystem and that would help us live together in harmony. And he falls down on the ground. I'm not sure that's going to work, says Sally Bear, but I like the idea of protecting our forest. Let's go get the other animals and see if we can create a committee to study the things we can do to protect our forest ecosystem. Billy Bear. So whatever happened to old Gaylord anyway? Sally Bear. Gaylord worked for the environment for the rest of his life. He sponsored the National Trail System Act, which helps make walking trails around the United States. He worked on the Clean Air Act, the Water Quality Act, the National Lakes Preservation Act, among others. Later, he went to work for the Wilderness Society, which is an organization in Washington, D.C. that is devoted to protecting the environment. He gave speeches for Earth Day and has received many awards for his work. They even established the Gaylord Nelson State Park in Madison, Wisconsin. So that's my Gaylord Nelson Creator of the Earth Day play. So the parts are Sally Bear, Billy Bear, Gaylord, his dad, Bob, Follette, but that's only like one line, so maybe somebody else could do that. So there's only a few parts, but I found that in school, my kids just would like to read these. Like they would pick a part and I would just throw it up on the screen, because we really didn't have a lot of time to do it. And they just like to read the script. And like some kids, but they would read the whole thing, but they would just read their part out loud. You know, my big readers wanted to read a lot. The other kids, they just, I kind of made them follow along. Maybe they picked the lower parts or, but anyway, if you want a little encouragement, just a little bit out there, hey, folks, we can do this. It works. In the United States, if we get out there, if we vote, we can make things like the National Trail System Act. I just walked on Rails to Trails this morning. It was awesome. We have a great Riverwalk Park. There's lots of great things going on in our government. Don't forget, we didn't have an EPA. We did. Does Earth Day not feel natural to you? You know, Earth Day started in 1970. So there's been an Earth Day almost my whole life. But before that, there wasn't. Get out there and vote on November 6th. What did I want to ask you? I wanted to ask you a question about what products do you buy? And also, if I made some Organic Gardener podcast bling, would you be interested? Like a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a tote bag to get for you or your favorite gardener for Christmas? Would you rather have the black and white logo on it or the full color logo? I'm partial to the black and white one because I drew it, but then the color one, I took the picture and micro the vegetable, so I guess it doesn't really matter. 6 days to election day. Vote tester. Vote blue. Just vote.